Action, the only thing that moves anything. There is a glitch in human consciousness that doesn't see that the access to any experience, success, failure, love, anything is through action. I think a large percentage of humanity considers that they can experience all that like a virtual reality. Through some virtual reality glasses. Honestly, when I see that, I think these humans actually already live in some matrix. But here is the rub, I think even in the matrix one can only experience what comes from their actions. Unless it is an experience from some mind-altering drug. I came to this realization through an email exchange with a client who has been wanting to experience all he can do without actually doing anything. Without understanding that only doing can make you experience what doing causes you to experience. The four switches. Before you can experience what it is like to be connected to all of it, you first need to connect. Intend to connect. And although it is easy for me, it may not be easy for everyone. You need to be able to control your actions, and if you can't or won't, you won't be connected and you won't experience what it is like to be connected. Same with the will, same with attention, and same with responsibility. I am talking about the four bodily energetic switches that you can turn on and then do what they allow you to do. Taking responsibility, for example, is 100% doing. Not talking, even though on the surface it looks like it is the words that do what responsibility does, but it is just on the surface. In the depths, taking responsibility is reaching out to all that belongs to you, and pull it towards yourself. It is an action. Through responsibility you exercise being the boss, being the one who drives your life, at the times when you pull the steering wheel towards yourself. I remember when I first experienced the magic of I am driving this car. It is moving because of what I am doing, pressing the gas pedal. I was 30 years old. I know people who never connected their actions with the vehicle moving. Not in an actual vehicle. Not anywhere in their lives. They never considered that their lives is up to their actions. There was a disconnect. It's a consciousness issue. Not readily noticeable from the outside. With this particular client I had known it now already 7 years. I kept him around because my job is to find a way to attempt to alter the consciousness of humanity, and see if it is possible. So far the results tell me, no. It is not possible. Even though it is part of the DNA, the blueprint of the design, that whole piece, connecting one's action with the movement, connecting one's action with its consequences is not compute. There is a disconnect. Occasionally, I say, the veil lifts, and there is a glimpse. But the veil doesn't stay open. Or can it? Recently one of my clients saw how her current actions lead to disaster down the line. Her actions. I have been attempting to cause that realization for hundreds, maybe thousands of people. It is part of my toolbox. It is highly effective for people who, even for a moment, can connect the dots. I do this, I behave like this, I have this attitude. And if I keep it up, it takes me to disaster. In all those maybe thousands of people, this was the first time that the emotional connection, the consciousness connection lit up. That I can feel, being an empath. The first time. In today's workshop I'll teach people to turn on the switch of responsibility. Once it's on. One of the experiments we'll do is see where our current actions, our current attitude will take us, down the line, inexorably. The probable almost certain future. The future, that unless we change the actions, we'll arrive. No one can save us. My probable almost certain future is becoming a bag lady. Imagine a shopping cart with black garbage bags in it, and me pushing it, protecting it, because that cart and those bags are all I have in the whole wide world. No home, no computer, no iPhone. Homeless. When I become complacent, comfortable, I just have to flash that image up in my mind's eye, and I start generating my life, I start driving my life again. The essential issue for most people is that they don't drive their lives. Their lives don't have a from what? And don't have a to what end? The essence of driving is the two endpoints. In my case, going away from homeless bag lady to respected, fully expressed, in control of my life. In essence, living a life I love and living it powerfully. Yeah. Most people's life is a series of fixing. Like spot cleaning. But the life doesn't go from anywhere to anywhere. They may have goals, but the life isn't moving in that direction, because the actions are missing. So what is there is unfulfilled hope. It's been that way for the client with the sudden insight too. Luckily for all of us, her journey is and has been documented. She is my partner for the Friday podcast. A tour de force. But, of course, listeners who bought the podcast only hear what is relevant on their own level of consciousness. At best, good ideas. Will any of them be able to flip the switch of responsibility and start actually driving their life? We shall see, won't we? Anyway, in today's workshop I will teach to turn on the four switches and do some experiments. Depending on how the experiments go, I'll set the path for the future. Teach more people, create practice sessions, create a program for people who can turn on the switch? I have no idea what I'll do. Yet. But because you read my articles, you'll know. I'll document it here. Take part in this grand experiment. Now, for explanation, to climb out of the right/wrong paradigm, where competition, judgment, and misery live, you need the responsibility. That is your ticket out of the ditch. Unfortunately, this whole thing won't work for people whose vibration is under 200. Why? I am not sure. And because the average vibration on the planet is 100, the number of people who can climb out of the ditch is not many. About 10%. If you don't know your vibration, but desperately want to climb out of the ditch, you need to get your starting point measurements quickly. The workshop is at 11 a.m. EST, that is New York time. Not very convenient for my Far East clients. There it is 1 a.m. If you are one of those clients and want to learn to operate the switch, please email me. I will record the call, but only for people who are on the call live. If you are unresponsive on the call, I'll remove you. No refunds.